top of the dome. How long does a team have to get in the ball into play from out of bounds?
You know, I was wondering, you know, if you could keep on, because the force, it's got a lot of power, and it makes me feel like that. It makes me feel like that.
Hey, it's Pamela from Pine Hill. You're listening to WGXC Acra, Hudson, Catskill, 90.7 FM.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by MPAC, presenting Kite, a performance and visual artist and composer, in an open rehearsal on December 5th and a concert performance on December 6th, with new music of Dream Scores, on the campus of RPI in Troy, New York. More information can be found at mpac.rpi.edu.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Glow Juice of Hudson, New York. WGXC supporters care deeply about creative community radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
Attention, Hudson Valley, Capital Region, and Western Mass musicians and sound artists. We want your music on Wave Farms WGXC 90.7 Radio for Open Ears. WGXC and Chosen Family are pleased to announce Local Waves, a call for local music and sounds. Send your 2020 and newer releases as 320 kilobyte per second MP3s or Bandcamp links with download codes to music.
I'm thankful for my blessings, everything that you gave. Times when danger was around me, my life, Lord, you saved. Where would I be without your love?
Lord, yes. I am thankful, thankful, thankful. Thankful for what you did. Hallelujah. Thank you for what you've done. Thank you for what you're going to do. Praise the Lord, beloved. Happy Sunday morning to you. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and I am here with the bright side. There is a bright side somewhere. You hang in there, beloved. You don't quit in the dip. You just keep on keeping on. Hang on to God's unchanging hand and his precious promises. They're not few. They are many. Hallelujah. Listen, we come to you once more and again through the magic of music. Yes, beloved, hallelujah. Music that heals, music that gives hope, music that lifts a heavy heart. We give the music with the message for the heart, the mind, and the soul right here on WGXC. And this is Pastor Kim, and you're with me on WGXC. I like to say that. 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, and Catskill, New York. And today is all about thanks. It's all about giving thanks. It's all about being thankful. Hallelujah. Beloved, you might be going through something. If you are, I'm praying for you. And I mean that literally. We pray for our nation, our country. We pray for our community, our county. We pray for our neighborhoods, our neighbors. We pray for our enemies, our frenemies, and our friends and families. Oh, God, we are serious about it. And we pray every morning with Overcoming Ministries International Prayer Line Ministry, 6 mornings a week and twice on Sunday. And we call you by names if we know them. We call them by names if they ask our prayers. And we call you by situation and relationship. We are citizens of the now divided United States of America. But, you know, we've been here before, and we're going to come through by the grace of God this time, too. Amen? Amen. So, listen, I want to give you some music to lift up the heart and touch the mind and dig down into the soul and plant some seeds of thankfulness. If you like me this morning and you are grateful, 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 hallelujah, then you know what I'm talking about. We want to thank God. I've got a lineup. Maverick City with I Thank God. Sandra Crouch and Friends with Oh Give Thanks. Walter Hawkins, Thank You. James Cleveland, Thank You, Lord. Billy Preston, You Can't Beat God Giving. Thank You for It All by Bishop Marvin Sapp. And then after that, I'll come back with my spiritual social commentary for today. I thank God. Let us get this party started. Amen and amen.
Oh, about it, you know what? He's been blessing me. Oh, can remember the time when I was down to my very last time. Oh, I went to my friends, oh, but I couldn't find nobody. But you know what? Jesus stepped right in. All time, yes, he did. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, Jesus, I thank you. I thank you, Master. Oh, I thank you, Master. Oh, I thank you, Jesus. Oh, I thank you. I didn't have nobody to turn to. Oh, but you blessed me. You kept me.
Beloved, is all about the thanks today. Yes, we thank in God. We are in a nation where we set aside a day as a nation to say thank you, Lord. Amen. Because you know, beloved, we didn't create this terrestrial ball. We didn't create the sun that hangs up in the sky and gives us light by day, or the moon that gives us light by night, or the stars that signify the mighty works and moves of God. Nah, we didn't do that, beloved. It was somebody bigger than you and I. And so we come today to say thank you, Lord. You know, we may be going through, but I understand that in this land and this terrestrial ball, if we are here in the U.S. of A. with all the crazy that goes on, we are still very blessed among people in this world. Can you believe it? Can you dig it? That's what we used to say in the day. Can you dig it? This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. You're listening to The Bright Side. There's a bright side somewhere, and it's right here with me on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill in Hudson, New York, WGXC.org and elsewhere, and WGXC.org online. You can go to the archive to listen to The Bright Side anytime. How about that? Anytime. And so we are here to say we're glad to be here with you, and we hope that we can give you a little bit more hope too. All right. Hope for a good Thanksgiving Day. And we're gonna have more to say about that in a few moments when we come back with our spiritual social commentary. So don't you go nowhere. Listen, beloved, we are listener supported radio, and thank you to all of our contributors, our partners, our donors, our sponsors, our supporters. It is your giving that allows us to give you the music with the heart, the mind, and the soul. We are community radio, and we don't have any corporate sponsors or anything like that, and we don't get salaries as programmers, producers, hosts of these programs. We do what we do because we're thinking about you and us too. We're in this boat together. All right. And so, if you like what we're doing, if you like hearing The Bright Side, Giving Tuesday is coming up, and we're going to be you're going to be hearing a lot about that in the next several days, December 2nd or 3rd. That first Tuesday in December, I think it's the 3rd, is Giving Tuesday. All right. So, think about that. All right. And pray on that. See if there's something God would have you to do. And hey, we got more music for you. Music with the heart and the mind and the soul in mind. How about that? You Can't Beat God Giving. What a good song talking about Giving Tuesday coming up. You can't beat him no matter how hard you try. Oh, there's fun in trying, too. This is Billy Preston and, I don't know, a church choir somewhere, but they doing the do.
and you. I'm grateful for you.
I'm grateful, 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 God. I am grateful, grateful, grateful for you. Amen, beloved. That's my song. That's my message on today. I am grateful. Hallelujah. I am grateful. I'm grateful to God for bringing me on the other side of pneumonia, beloveds. I'm grateful to God that he gave me the health and the strength to go and preach at Paint Amy Church on last Sunday, and that the Holy Spirit fell and blessed the people and blessed his handmaiden and then allowed me to come home and get back in bed. All right. Took me a few more days, another round of antibiotics, another round of steroids, another visit to the doctor. And listen, I did not know that salt and sugar are things you need to stay away from if you have pneumonia. So when my appetite came back, I was craving those things, right? So that was extending and exacerbating my situation. But thank God for Dr. Google. And then praise be to God. People were telling me, stay away from dairy, stay away from dairy. Well, guess what? There's some dairy you can eat, like yogurt, which is very good with the probiotics and prebiotics and all that stuff to help with pneumonia. So I just put that out there because, you know, they say this is going around. And hallelujah, I pray that God will keep you under the shadow of the Almighty if you have not been stricken. And if you are stricken, that he will raise you up again. He's the God that is able. Amen. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Well, beloveds, I just want to say that we're here for our Thanksgiving thoughts, all right? And many of us are preparing for those family gatherings, the festivals, the meals, and the moments of celebration, the big Macy Day parade. But beyond the turkey and the trimmings, Thanksgiving is a time to reflect on the spiritual discipline of gratitude, a practice God desires and commands from his people. Today, I want to talk about Thanksgiving, not as a holiday, but as a way of life. Amen. And gratitude is not optional for believers. No, beloved, it's essential. Scripture shows us that God takes gratitude and the lack of it very seriously. Yes, he does. When gratitude is absent, well, in Romans chapter 1 and verse 21, it says, "For although they knew God, they neither glorified him as God nor gave thanks to him, but their thinking became futile and their foolish hearts were darkened." That's a sobering truth, beloved. Failing to give thanks displeases God. Yes, beloved. In Numbers chapter 14 and 27, while the Israelites were in the wilderness complaining and murmuring in ingratitude after God had delivered them from bondage, he says, "How long will this wicked community grumble against me? Lord, have mercy and forgive us." In the U.S. of A, God's been so good to us, and folks were mumbling and grumbling because prices had gone up a little bit, and forgetting and willing to sacrifice all that God had done because of grumbling against the things that God had done, as if it wasn't already enough and that there was more. He wasn't done yet. He's still not done, right? We're grateful to God for that. Listen, beloved, ingratitude blinds our eyes and our hearts to God's blessings, and it leads to a hardened heart. And as a society, we see this today, a culture of entitlement that demands more while ignoring the blessings already given. When we fail to thank God, we begin to idolize what we lack instead of worshiping the giver of all good gifts. A thankful heart is a powerful heart. Amen. The word of God tells us in Luke chapter 17, verse 11 to 19, where Jesus healed 10 lepers, only one returned to give thanks. And Jesus asked, "Were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Has no one returned to give praise to God except for this foreigner?" And then he said, "Nah, your faith has made you well." Amen. Because he came back and said, "Thank you." His healing was complete and his healing was healing indeed. There are lessons about gratitude and how it connects to our blessings. The 9 lepers received physical healing, but the one who returned received something greater. Hallelujah. Spiritual wholeness. Yes. A heart of thanksgiving deepens our relationship with God and opens us to his greater purposes, beloved. The psalmist, hallelujah, he tells us in Psalm 100, verse 4 and 5, enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name, for the Lord is good and his love endures forever. Gratitude brings us into the presence of God, beloved. It's not just a reaction to blessings. It's a posture of trust and humility that acknowledges God's sovereignty and goodness. Yes, it is, beloved. Hallelujah. It's also a witness. Amen. In the book of Daniel chapter 6 and verse 10, it says 3 times a day he got down on his knees and prayed, giving thanks to his God, just as he had done before he was taken out of his homeland, before he was taken captive and held in captivity. He would pray just like he did, hallelujah, once his situation changed. His gratitude wasn't based on his circumstances. No, it was rooted in his faith. His thanksgiving in the face of adversity demonstrated to the king, King Darius, and to generations since, that the God we serve is worthy of praise in all situations. And this is Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 and 7. It reminds us to adopt the same posture that Daniel had. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Yes, beloved. Hallelujah. Thanksgiving recognizes God's goodness. Hallelujah. It rejects complaining. Amen. And it rejoices publicly. Amen, somebody. Hallelujah. Let us remember Jesus' sacrifice, as Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians 9:15. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift in giving us his only begotten Son, that through his sacrifice of himself, coming from glory to be our salvation story, we have access to the throne of God and prayer power in the name of Jesus. We have so much to be thankful for in this life, and then the promise of eternal life in the kingdom of our Christ. Beloved, in a world consumed by entitlement and discontent, let us stand apart as people of gratitude. Let us be mindful of God's blessings, faithful in giving thanks, and joyful in proclaiming his goodness. As we prepare to celebrate Thanksgiving, may our gratitude overflow, not just in words, but in our hearts and our actions and in our witness to the world. May we hear, as the leper heard, the words of Jesus saying, your faith has made you well. Yes, beloved, that's my spiritual social commentary for today. And this is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. And I've got some more music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. Don't go nowhere. You stay right here, because, amen, Jesus, hallelujah, is worthy of our praise.
Hallelujah. Oh, now all I know is yours.
Praise. You're worthy of the glory. You are worthy of the honor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Yes, beloved, God is worthy. Hallelujah. Oh, he's so good to us. Doesn't leave us in our mess. Takes our mess and makes a miracle. Takes our tragedies, turns it into triumph. Takes our pain, makes it power and passion. Oh, beloved, who wouldn't love a God like this? Amen. Listen, on Wednesday here in Hudson, the First Presbyterian Church on Warren Street will be having their Thanksgiving meal sous chef prep day, all right, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. They're asking folks who want to come and help out to come on down. Bring your own peelers and cutting boards if possible. And then on Thursday, Sunday, Thanksgiving Day, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. They will be delivering meals. And from 1 p.m., there will be a sit-down meal at Solaris at 360 Warren Street. Amen. We used to do stuff like that when we had a building, too. But I'm thanking God that they've been doing it for a long, long time. And there are other folks out there that are doing the same, right? So you've check them out and find out where it's at. Check out First Presbyterian Church. You can find them on the web. You can find them through Google. Hallelujah. You can walk, if you're in Hudson, right on down Warren Street, around there about the corner of 5th Street and 5th Street, yes. 4th Street, 5th, around there somewhere. I should know. Y'all pray for me. I'm still recovering my full faculties of focus. All right. I want to say happy birthday to all you November babies and happy anniversary to all you November lovers. If you want to know more about Pastor Kim or Overcomer Ministries International Church, you check us out at www.omichurch.com. www.omlikemaryichurch.com. Our prayer line information is there. Upcoming events are there. Past events, a little bit more about our story and who we are and what we do to the glory of God and for our community, our county, our state, and even our world. All right. And I want to close with a prayer for the blessing of the Lord upon the shut-in, upon the sick, upon the lonely, upon the lost. I'm praying for grieving families and individuals today, praying for those who feel like they don't have anyone, but I'm praying that God will make his presence known and his love will flood those hearts and those minds. I pray for communities to reach out and come together in unity to love on the less fortunate and the least among us and those who are among us, whatever their station in their state. I pray for our county. I pray for our country that the hand of God be upon us in mercy. I pray, God, forgive our nation of our sins. I pray for our leadership and those in authority that, like Abraham Lincoln, when they don't know where to go or what to do, they'll go on their knees and seek God. I pray for those who are addicted and those who need deliverance. God, you are the great deliverer. I pray, hallelujah, that the kingdom of Christ would be expanded and the peace of God that passes all understanding will rest, rule, and abide in the hearts and minds of his sons and his daughters. I pray, oh God, that our Thanksgiving Day gatherings will be merry and filled with grace and goodness and life, love, and laughter. Oh God, I pray in Jesus' name that you'll bless our new coming month in just a few days as we go into the last month of December, Lord. Oh God, I pray your blessing be upon us. Thank you, oh God, for your grace. Thank you, oh God, for your goodness. Thank you, oh God, for your mercies. We are depending on you. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, beloveds, and amen. Listen, one more song for you, and that's the Thanksgiving song by Ben Rector. Remember, no matter how great a day, no matter how dark the sky may be, the sun is still there. The sun is still here. The sun is still shining. There is a bright side somewhere. Don't quit in the dip. You hang in there. All right. Blessed, happy Thanksgiving to you. And I thank you, God, for making it so for us. The Thanksgiving song coming right at you. Oh, what did I do? How did I do that, beloved? I'm sorry. It's already at the end. Let me start it over again. The Thanksgiving song.
Familiar highways, lined with leaves turn brown, making my way back into my hometown. Funny how this all looks different, but it feels the same. Like how life never stops changing, but some things never change. So fill your plate and fill your drink, and fill this house with family. The kind of love that all these years can't wash away. Cause the older that I get, I see the life is short and bittersweet. Thank God for this Thanksgiving Day.